After the Last Supper with his disciples, Jesus was betrayed by Judas Iscariot and arrested by the chief priests and elders of the Jewish people. He was then brought before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, who found no fault in him but ultimately agreed to have him executed due to pressure from the crowd. Jesus was beaten by Roman soldiers, who also placed a crown of thorns on his head and mocked him. He was forced to carry his own cross to Golgotha, also known as Calvary, where he was crucified alongside two criminals. Jesus was nailed to the cross, and while he was hanging there, he forgave his executioners and promised paradise to one of the criminals who believed in him. Darkness covered the land for 3 hours, and Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Before giving up his spirit and dying. The soldiers confirmed that Jesus was dead and then pierced his side with a spear to make sure. And Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, two followers of Jesus, took his body down from the cross and laid it in a tomb. But aren't you glad that that's not where this story ends?
The Greenhouse Effect is a weekly podcast hosted by youth pastor Avery Bowman. This podcast is for teens and their parents. Our goal is to encourage, support, and strengthen the home. Contrary to popular belief, one can survive in this present culture while maintaining a personal relationship with Jesus. Join us each week as we learn from God's Word. Here is your host, Avery Bowman.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Here for another episode. And honestly, this may be one of my favorite episodes that I have the privilege to get to look into a little bit and just dive in and just do a little bit of research. It's overwhelming. It's one of those, it's the Super Bowl of Super Bowls in the Christian walk. And today we're going to be talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as you heard the introduction there, the heartfelt stirring of thinking about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, all I can think about is why. Why Jesus? Why a man that lived such a perfect life, that loved so well, that cared for individuals in such a perfect way? And really, it comes down to he was making claims that he was following in his father's footsteps. He was here to do his father's will, and people could not stand that. People were making claims for him that he was the Messiah, and he was making those claims, and individuals could not stand that, and people hated that. And when I think of the story of the resurrection, the best place to look, or the best place to look at this is one of my favorite places is Paul's description in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He says in verse number 3, he says, "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures." It's interesting here, and you'll notice that phrase a lot all throughout this passage, but it's according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, and as one born out of due time. I'm just telling you that there is a lot of proofs, there's a lot of evidence that Jesus Christ is alive. And really, if you do not believe that today, then your faith, then your Christianity is for nothing, is for vain. There's vanity in that. And you look all down throughout this passage of Scripture, is that he says in verse number 12, he says that exact thing. He says, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised us up Christ, who he raised not up, if so be the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Man, I am so glad that I am not left in my sins. Because here's the thing. He's going to get into this thing of Adam sinning. For by one sin, it entered into the world. By one man, sin entered into the world. And that's hard to accept. That's hard to come to the realization or to grasp or to think about. But I am so excited that Christ conquered that. And he conquered that with his resurrection. And mom and dad today, there is nothing more powerful, nothing more exciting. There is no greater joy than to be able to pass on to our children, to be able to pass on to our teenagers this truth, that Jesus did indeed conquer death. And with that, he conquered sin. In this life only, we have hope in Christ. We are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when we shall all be delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Wow, I'm getting chills head to toe. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is expected, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. 33 says, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Mom and dad, I'm just telling you here today that even in this world, that it seems like we can't raise up against sin, we can't overcome sin. Your teenager might be battling with something specifically and they're having trouble defeating that certain thing. They can overcome it. They can rise up victorious, even in 2023. It's not popular to avoid temptations. It's not popular to stay away from certain things. But let me just tell you that they can. Because Christ has conquered it. He conquered all of those things. He took upon those things. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in the natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it be written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Mom, Dad, when you're plugging along with your teenager, when you're serving at church and you're working as hard as you can in that ministry that doesn't seem to get acknowledged, hey, your labor is not in vain. It's not in vain. Keep on. Don't give up. Look, Christ conquered all these thoughts that we have, all these things that we struggle with, all the physical ailments, all these battles that we see on this side of eternity. That's where it stops. Christ conquered all of this stuff. It's important that we understand that after Jesus was crucified and buried on the third day, he did indeed rise again. He conquered death. And we have to understand the power of that. The resurrection teaches us to love and to serve others just as Christ did. It motivates us to show compassion and kindness to those in need and working towards creating a more just world. It calls for forgiveness and reconciliation for those that are seeking it and wanting it. For Christians, it's a reminder for us to seek the importance of forgiveness and to extend it to those, to others, even when it's difficult to do so. It can change our lives in so many different ways. It brings hope, faith, love, forgiveness into our lives. It inspires us to live a life that reflects all of these different things. And it can help us to see beyond our present circumstances. Aren't we so stuck on what we're going through or the battles that we're facing and the things that we're going through? Wow. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is so powerful. It's a symbol of hope, redemption, love. It has significant implications for our daily lives, and it can absolutely transform and impact the way that we live our lives and we relate to a lost and dying world. I appreciate your listening on a weekly basis. I love each and every one of you. I pray for you on a daily basis, but I want to encourage you as we go into this resurrection weekend, as we go into all of the fun that we're going to have and the celebrations that we're going to have, not to lose sight of the fact that Jesus indeed conquered death. He literally rose up. He was dead, dead, dead. But he rose from the dead and he conquered that. Think about that. Think about the miracle that that is. Think about how that has changed your life. And may that be what we celebrate. May we share that good news with somebody. God bless each and every one of you. Let's have an amazing, amazing weekend in God's house.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review. The greatest trick Satan has ever pulled is convincing the world he does not exist. We have to live in light of the reality that he walks about seeking whom he may devour. He is alive and well today. Remember to work out your salvation today. May God bless you richly as you seek to walk with him.